This is a History with God Ministries Godcast Network featuring Frank and Christina Sasso. Visit us online at ahistorywithgod.com for articles, links, prophetic words, prayer requests, and other awesome resources. Be sure to join our mailing list to receive your free daily devotion right in your email every morning. They are sure to comfort, inspire, teach, and even challenge you in your walk with the Lord. And now, let's join the host of this Godcast, Frank Sasso.
Hello, everyone. This is Frank and Christina Sasso. We want to wish you a happy new year and a very, very, very prosperous one at that. On this week's podcast, we have a special treat for you. It's a triple header, a special conversation that I had the pleasure of having with my good friend Jason Balick in my car. The second thing you're going to hear is a word I got from the Lord for 2013. It's a word that's going to usher in 2013 and to end it. All we have Katrina back with one of her poems for Christmas, actually. You are going to really, really like this, so enjoy.
And I want to wish everyone the happiest of New Year's and looking forward to 2013, the year of grace.
2013, the best year yet. I am sitting here right now with, that's right, Jason Benja Balick. We are in my car driving back from Ocean Grove, where we had the pleasure of ministering to our sister in the Lord, Linda, helping her out. And we decided, you know what, we're going to talk a little bit. Why not make it a Godcast? So Jason, what's up, man?
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. It's like you just appeared in my car. Like we haven't been together for the last 4 hours. What's on your mind, man?
Well, a couple things. Two things that are pretty much unrelated. The first one.
Number one. Here we go.
Number one. I don't want to say, like, whose ministry it is.
Okay.
But it's a ministry that I've supported, like, listened to, and have really been into for many years now.
Right.
But recently, I've noticed that some of the teaching, it just doesn't totally sit right with my spirit, and then it kind of conflicts with, like, teaching I'm getting from other people that I really, like, support and admire and respect, like, their teaching. But anyway, the teaching in this ministry that I've been getting for the last couple months are things like, you know, you can lose your salvation.
What?
And how grace is being misrepresented by a lot of preachers out there.
Right.
How
giving you a license to sin, that kind of thing.
God is holy, and, you know, grace, like, overlooks the fact that God is holy and demands us to be holy. And this is the kind of teachings I've been hearing, like, on this person's ministry for, like, the past few months. And it's just, you know, it hasn't been sitting right with me. And
right.
It's been a conflict because, again, I supported this ministry, like,
sure,
for a while now. It just, it even makes me wonder, like, all right, should I still support this ministry if that's the kind of teaching they're giving that doesn't really agree with me? So,
right.
That's the one thing that's been on my mind. And then the other thing, again, totally unrelated.
Number two.
Is I heard this guy, he's on the Yolanda Adams morning show.
Okay.
But he does this Bishop Secular, I think is his name. And it's like this comedy thing, and he's like...
So he's like a character?
Yeah, he's called his caricature. Bishop Secular. It's okay
Bishop
to be
secular, okay.
Just for a few minutes. But he had this... it was just a commercial for it, I heard the other day. And there's this one line in there. It was really, I thought, profound. And again, and most of the time, it's just like a comedy thing. But he was saying how... It says in John 12:32, where Jesus says, you know, when I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And I know in the context there, in the verse, he's talking about, when I'm lifted up on the cross, I will draw all men to me. But this guy, Bishop Secular, was saying it as, when I'm lifted up, I will draw all men to me. It's our job to lift them up. And so, nuggets in a commercial that just hit me. Like,
yeah, that's good.
It's our job to lift him up, and our lifting him up will draw all men unto him.
To lift him up, to represent him, maybe?
Represent him, to encapsulate God's glory in us.
Amen.
Correct estimation of who he is.
I'd like to go back for a second to your first issue with the grace
thing. Number one. Yeah.
You know, I used to think that, well, you know, I've done
God Cast on Grace before, and I'm not going to get into that. You know, I'm not going to re-podcast those. What I am going to say, though, is for the most part, I believe, and I was talking to my wife about this, I think the people who are giving people a license to sin are the ones that are preaching about sin all the time.
Yeah.
Because if you preach, if you're constantly preaching on sin, you're constantly, like Tim always says, what you focus on gets bigger, that's what's going to become a big thing in your life, sin and missing the mark. So I don't ever hear, and I know my wife would back me up on this, I never really hear preachers preaching that, hey, it's okay to sin. I never hear that. I don't know who's saying that, because I never hear it. We're certainly not saying it. And it's bizarre to me that preachers are coming out of the woodwork so passionate about how it's not okay to sin. And it's not okay. But you would think that you would be hearing about this, that it's okay to sin everywhere you turn.
Yeah.
With the level of passion that they're preaching no license to sin, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know what that's all about. I really don't. I do feel it's going to change, because I feel as pastors are going to start to get, and preachers are going to start to get a revelation, really, on how good that grace is. What's really encouraging, however, about that is Paul even said it. If you're not preaching the kind of grace message that would make man say, but what are you saying? It's okay to sin?
Yeah.
Well, if you're not preaching grace that way, then you're not preaching grace correctly.
Yeah.
So apparently, preachers that are preaching the grace message that is making these other preachers say, well, what are you saying? It's giving people a license to sin. Well, they're obviously preaching grace correctly, because it's causing man to say that.
And what were you saying before? You told me a few weeks ago about the better translation of the word gospel. Isn't it something like the too good to be true good news?
Yes, that's right out of Romans. The translation of the word gospel. You ever hear the thing, you ever hear the phrase someone says, oh, come on, that's too good to be true.
Yeah.
And it turns out to be true?
Yep.
Well, that's another word for gospel. It's the too good to be true news. And the great news about that is that it is true.
Yeah.
And it is too good. You're right. They're right. It is too good. But it's not too good to be true. It's just too good and it's true.
Too good and it's true.
So. Yeah.
And I mean, Jesus is truth.
Yes.
You know, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is also grace. The law came by Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. So
came through the Lord. That's right.
He's the embodiment of grace. And you know, the Bible says, I'm placing a stone that'll be a stumbling block for many.
Yes, maybe he is the stumbling block.
Maybe that's the stumbling block, but grace is a stumbling block for a lot of people.
Sure, because it has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
And we're wired to want to do something, to want to earn something.
Yeah.
So it goes against that in our human makeup.
Yeah.
But we're not human anymore, we're superhuman. We are, because we're from the supernatural.
Yeah.
We reside in a human body, so we're superhuman. We're a speaking spirit. But we had taken the last 2 weeks off from meeting at our coffee shop, so I am really itching to get back with you guys and meeting up on a regular basis again.
Yeah. This morning, woke up, I gotta leave at 11 to go with Frank. And then I'm thinking, oh, it's Saturday. Oh, man. Monday's just around the corner. I didn't write anything yet. Oh, boy. So I just got into the Word, was just reading, and came across a line. I forget where it was, but I wrote it down.
Okay.
But it was something about God's glory. And so I was thinking about God's glory and how we are heirs of God's glory.
Yes.
And I know years ago I learned that glory means the correct estimation of.
The correct estimation of?
Yeah.
Huh.
So like when God's glory, when you hear God's glory, you're hearing the correct estimation of like who God is. That's God's glory.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And so I took it, what I read, and it was somewhere in Romans 8:17. I forget exactly how it goes, but it says something about how we're the heirs of God's glory. And so I was just thinking about that, meditating on that, and how we inherit as sons and daughters. We inherit. I know Bill Johnson said it on some CD Tim gave me, how it's an overwhelming thing to think about, how we inherit God.
Mm, yeah.
And also, we are heirs of His glory, and we're more and more getting a correct estimation of who He is.
Right.
And so we have the privilege to carry His glory so that other people can see a correct estimation of who God is.
Amen.
And then all of a sudden, as I was writing that, that line came back into my head that I heard that comedian say on the radio the other day. I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. So we lift Him up.
That's right.
Draw men to Him.
That kind of ties in with the God box, man. I mean, you're the God box.
Yeah.
You carry God around.
And you too.
Amen.
Me too. All of us. We all shine because we're carrying God.
Yeah.
We're waxed.
We're waxed.
Like when you wax your car.
Yeah.
You shine up your car real good. Why? Because you're going to drive it.
Yeah.
So it's carrying you around. People notice it. Oh, wow, look at the shine on that car.
True.
So we are well waxed.
Well waxed.
It goes up to that thing again where it's overwhelming, again, because we tend to involve who we are. And it's like, wow, we carry God around. Us? Well, yeah, you. Well, what's so special about me? There's nothing important about me or special about me. Well, God apparently thought you were worth dying for.
Yeah. Maybe the two topics are not unrelated after all.
Hmm.
The grace thing, too, because we just got to get ourselves out of the way.
That's right.
Let him overshadow us.
Oh, I just realized I have you here in my car captive. Yeah. I can now ask you on behalf of all the listeners, when are you going to do a full-length rap song, man?
Oh, man. It's actually in the works.
I'm very excited about it.
A student... I didn't tell you about this.
Oh, wait. The music I gave you? Is that what you're talking about?
No. I have another song that my friend that I used to rap with, he's got his thing going on in Florida. They have some pretty nice beats. I can give you a little preview.
Oh, cool.
Of the beat.
Oh, here we go.
Well, it's okay.
This is a treat. This is I'm hearing this for the first time, gang. So this is exciting.
It's on the phone, Jason. So it's not the best quality.
Okay, but we can hear it. You can rap to this?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Really?
I got lyrics to this. I got.
Quality! I possess some sacred rest!
No, there's not going to be any CNC music factory. No, I got the power.
Although I do have it.
It's getting kind of heavy. Those are Frank's jams, by the way.
Yes.
He's stuck in 1991.
Thank you.
Hip-hop.
Thank you. I'm proud of it.
But
it's the only hip-hop that makes sense. It's the only ones I can understand.
Well, I'm probably stuck in about 1996, so I can't. But anyway, a student, she's amazing, by the way, too. This student, she's so on fire for God. She's brought back this group that we used to have called Coffee for the Soul at the high school, and she's on fire for him. She's just like really, like, she witnesses to
other
students.
So she's doing some songs for?
No, well, here's the deal. She's already engaged to some guy. She's a senior in high school, but she's engaged. Her future brother-in-law, he has a studio in their basement. He's a producer. And she just, like, I told her, like, maybe last year that I rap and, like, let her hear, like, some of my old songs from years ago. And just randomly, a couple weeks ago, or actually, who knows, right before we left for Christmas break, maybe a day or two before we left for Christmas break,
all right,
she said, do you still rap? And I'm like, it's funny you say that. I've been really meaning to get back into it. I have, like, a couple beats and, like, some ideas and lyrics for, like, a full song already. And she's like, yeah, because my fiancé's brother, he's got this studio in the basement. So, yeah, just that thought just came to me. So if you let us know if you're interested. So we've been shooting emails back and forth. But that is in the works.
Okay. And I also gave you music, and you're going to be adding lyrics to that as well, right?
I thought you were adding lyrics to that.
No, I'm not adding lyrics.
Why gave you those lyrics? I thought you were doing it.
No, I'm asking. I don't know how to do that, all right?
So why'd I give those to you? I need them back.
Oh, okay. I'll give them back. I thought you were writing the song.
That was the song.
That's it?
That was it. And that was just a little bit of it. It was a work in progress.
I need all of it. I don't want a little bit of it. I need all of it.
Well, that's the only copy.
Oh, gee whiz. All right, I'll give it back to you. I'll give it back the words.
I was confused. I thought you wanted me to, like, be your ghostwriter. Is that what they call it? Like, Will Smith used to have Jay-Z.
Yes, I do need you to be my ghostwriter, but I need you to finish it.
Okay.
And then I need you to teach me how to do it, because it's so fast. And, I mean, I talk fast as it is. I'm already tripping over my words. This is even faster. So I tried doing it. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That's tough.
I'm racing the music. I'm all over the place. And then I think I hear where it fits, and I go, oh, right here. And then I miss the cue. It's too funny to hear me try and do it.
You gotta You have to get yourself excited to be able to do it. So
I have to get more excited?
That might be a challenge for you. You got to get excited. You got to bring a lot of energy to it.
That's my problem. I think once I bust out of this shell, I think I'll be quite effective.
I think that's what it's going to take.
Maybe I should calm down.
That might work. That might be the ticket.
Mm. Oh, that's too funny.
Praise the Lord. 2013. A new generation is rising. A new company of people are rising. It's the breaking of a new dawn. It's the breaking of a new day. 2013, it's time to take over. 2013, it's the time to cross over. 2013, the time to recover all. 2013, the time to dominate and destroy every evil work of the enemy in the earth, every evil influence. 2013, a season of an expanded mandate from heaven, because I do not want you to remain in your comfort zone. 2013, I am breaking down the fence. 2013, the season in which you understand that there are bigger dimensions to all that I have called you to do. In years past, you have said to yourself, is this all God has called me to do? Okay, I'll settle in what God has given and I'll be successful in what God has given me. But I am saying I have expanded your territory. I have extended your boundaries. You will enter into an area that you have never entered before. You will understand that there are more opportunities than what pertains to your eyes. You will not just stay in one place and say to yourself, this is all I can do. No, no, no. I have enlarged your capacity. It's an opportunity to cross to the other side. Matthew 8:18, when Jesus saw the crowd around him, he gave orders to cross to the other side of the lake. The Lord is saying right now to cross to the other side. He wants you to take over. He wants you to have new territory, to embrace new territory. All limits have been broken. Everything from the past has now been destroyed. There is nothing holding you back. 2013 is a new season for you to see a redefining of your mandate. The Lord is adding to your task. He's adding to your assignment. And with that, he's adding to your anointing. You have said in your heart, Lord, I can't do this much. In 2013, you will find yourself not only doing more, but you will find yourself doing things you thought never before possible. The more you do, the more competent you will be. You will become stronger and stronger and stronger. What you thought was impossible will become possible. The land I will show you in 2013 is greater than what you've seen in the past. You're going to touch things that you have never touched before. This is what the Lord is saying to you in this hour. Get over to the other side. Don't be satisfied with the success you've had so far. People being healed, people being saved, ministries growing. I am saying, lift up your eyes and get over to the other side. Don't become distracted by success. Come, hearken to the sound of my voice. I have greater things than success for you. I have greater things for you. Do not be afraid. Let my spirit take you to the other side. Get over to the other side and see a new company of people hungry for my word, hungry for me. You will see a new opportunity for discipleship, and the new company of disciples that will rise in this season are going to be phenomenal. This is the generation you've been waiting for. This is the generation God has been waiting for, and God is telling you right now, this generation will set the world on fire for him. No longer will they ever say, well, there was a move of God, but it died down. No, not anymore. There is something happening in the spiritual realm right now. There is something that is beginning to cause you to rise, and there is something happening that will cause the manifestation of God's power in your life. People will begin to hear music outside of your gatherings where there is no music being played. People in the non-Christian world are going to have dreams. They're going to have revelations on who Jesus is, and then they're going to run into you. People in your neighborhood are going to sense God's presence because God will be evident there in your house. Like the tabernacle of David, people would begin to say, God lives there, why not here? What you spent other seasons building will now attract God's presence in your neighborhood, your town, your workplace. It's going to be an awesome drawing of his spirit. You've transformed, and a transformed people is what is bringing in God's glory. A radical opposition to every work will start to rise in my people. People in offices of power, of government, of influence will begin to enlist you for counsel and advice and help. In the middle of the night, they're going to call you. Men in high places and politicians, the rich and the wealthy, they will come and want to secretly consult you because God's presence will be so real. They'll come to you knowing to make peace with you. They know that they'll have to come and speak to you because you are a carrier of God's presence. There's a new season as you cross over to dominate and to rule. In 2013, the church will embrace a whole new community that it'll be said that the church became born again. A reinventing of the church will take place. The church will be so radical and so unusual that it'll attract God's presence. Are you ready to take new territories? Because God is about to show you what he's had for you this whole time. An enlargement of territories. 2013, a new season, a new day, the breaking of a new dawn, the rising of a new generation, the gaining of a new territory. Nations will turn, cities will turn, families will turn, businesses will turn, households will turn. Matthew 9:1, getting into the boat, Jesus crossed over the sea and came to his own city. You're going to enter into what is already yours. 2013. Get to the other side.
Jesus, my King, you are the reason why my heart sings. You are the King of all kings, worthy to be praised. For only through your blood was I able to raise these feeble legs. So let it be told that your unfailing love is why man was made whole. You have a heart that keeps on giving. You have a tender kindness that keeps man living. For so much wrong we have done, yes, even your chosen ones have fell short of your glory. The word offers us the end of this story. You will come to claim those that died to themselves for the hope of being saved in your name. My husband, no man-made words could express how I feel for you. No thank yous could replace all that you continue to do. You are the reason for the season of my breakthrough. I adore you. I respect you. I honor you. I exalt you. I worship you. I love you. I am a reflection of you, Emmanuel, come through. May my words and actions be pleasing unto you, for it's true, you are married to the backslider. Will you nurture her, my master, my everything, in you I found my wings, my dreams will manifest into my daily reality. I will be set free, my savior, my friend, my beginning and my end. Happy birthday, I sing. Happy birthday, my King.
Hallelujah.
Happy birthday,
Lord. Woo! Thank you, Lord. And then when you come on the show, I want to do one of yours. I want to read it like you. I just want to be a rapper, man.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast from A History with God Ministries. This teaching is a powerful ministry tool that you can use to experience the power of God in your life. Thank you again for listening and for helping us reach the world with the love of Jesus. Sign up for your free daily devotion today at ahistorywithgod.com and click on Contact. Type in your name and email address and you'll be all set. A History with God Ministries. Seeing, hearing, remembering. Mark chapter 8, verse 18. Until next time, stay in the blessing.